Regulators could block Bally's from Star Entertainment takeover. Regulatory scrutiny is intensifying over the proposed acquisition of Star Entertainment Group by Bally's Corp. With the New South Wales, NSW, Independent Casino Commission, NICC, signaling that it is not yet convinced of the suitability of the takeover. According to sources cited by the Australian Financial Review, AFR, the NICC and its chairman, Philip Crawford, continue to harbor concerns regarding Star's governance, despite a series of leadership changes initiated over the past year. Star, which has faced mounting financial pressures and reputational damage from past regulatory failings, has attempted to rehabilitate its image through a sweeping management overhaul. This effort included the appointment of Steve McCann as Group CEO and Managing Director, along with new executive leadership at the Star Sydney. However, the NICC remains unconvinced that these changes sufficiently address long-standing governance concerns. As part of the regulator's ongoing assessment, Bally's is expected to provide extensive documentation demonstrating its integrity and operational competence as a potential operator of a casino-licensed entity in Australia. According to AFR, the NICC has indicated that it will closely examine Star's current financial condition and will require Bally's to outline its strategic vision for the company, including any proposed leadership changes and its financial management approach if the acquisition is approved. Bally's chairman, Soo Kim, has expressed a firm interest in acquiring control of Star Entertainment and moving swiftly to analyze its financials. The takeover bid includes a proposed $300 million, $195.6 million capital injection, made in partnership with Bruce Matheson's Investment Holdings. While shareholders recently approved the funding arrangement, the plan still awaits regulatory sign-off, which is not guaranteed under current conditions. No quick fix. The NICC's decision-making process may face delays as it awaits the outcome of a separate investigation by a USTRAC, the Australian Financial Intelligence Agency, which is expected to impose fines on Star for historical breaches of anti-money laundering laws. The extent of these penalties could significantly impact Star's financial outlook and further influence the regulator's stance on the Bally's proposal. Any prolonged uncertainty or regulatory delay could exacerbate the financial instability of Star, which is already facing considerable debt and underperformance across its assets. In parallel with the takeover discussions, Star is negotiating with its Hong Kong-based joint venture partners, Chow Tai Fook and Far East Consortium, regarding a potential transaction involving its interest in the Star Brisbane. The proposed deal would see the two firms acquire Star's 50% stake in the Brisbane development. If finalized, the agreement would relieve Star of all associated debt obligations tied to the project and provide a cash injection of approximately $57 million, $37.1 million. This move could improve liquidity in the short term, but it underscores the broader divestment strategy Star is pursuing amid financial strain.